This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Online news outlet The Colorado Sun and a national nonprofit are buying 24 community newspapers on the Front Range. The Sun and the National Trust for Local News now own and operate Colorado Community Media. They say funding partnerships can help keep newspapers in local hands. An Army Reserve veteran from Erie is the latest Coloradan to be arrested in connection with the January invasion of the U.S. Capitol. CPR's Megan Verlee reports.
Logan Grover first came to the FBI's attention about 2 weeks after the attack, when informants reported a Facebook post he made ahead of traveling to Washington. In the post, Grover wrote, "I'm not sure what to do at a rally in protest. It's my first of both." Law enforcement then identified Grover in crowd scenes inside the U.S. Capitol during the insurrection. Grover spent a decade in the Army Reserve, including a year-long deployment in Iraq. He left the service in 2011 as a captain. He faces four counts related to unauthorized entry of the U.S. Capitol. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
First Lady Jill Biden will visit Fort Carson, south of Colorado Springs, on Thursday as she continues touring several western states. No details yet of Jill Biden's trip to Colorado. Tonight's Rockies game is postponed because of the weather. They will play 2 7-inning games tomorrow against San Francisco in Denver. Denver's at 37 degrees with light rain, more rain expected. This is CPR News.